And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all, it's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
the new single by Harold Little, Feel Like Making Love. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Lady Diva here. Phone lines are open. Call in. All right. Mr. Harold Little, are you with me?
Hey, Brenda Moss. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Very clearly. Thank you for calling in. All right, now let's get our party started.
Let's do it, baby.
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C., in particular, Southeast Washington, D.C., the nation's capital.
All right, fans, East Washington, D.C. All right, your man, Mr. Harold Little, is on air right now. Oh,
yeah.
So tell us all what you've been doing since the last time you were on my show.
We've been doing a whole lot of stuff in the Moss. Yeah, we've done like concert series, I did the Mayor's Arts Awards where we were the house band, and you know, we've done major concerts. I've been recording like a mug, like every Christmas break I go into the studio and try to crank out some music. So yeah, so I've been doing those things. It's been wonderful, man. Folks been loving the music and all that, and I'm just blessed to have a group of supporting friends and professionals and engineers and all that. So, yeah, man. So that's what I've been doing since then, since that first album that you showcased on your wonderful platform.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for that information. We have some callers. Area code 571. Please speak. State your name.
Hi, my name is Yolanda McMillan.
Hello.
Hi, hey. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Go right ahead. All right.
Who you calling from?
Okay. Area code 202-617.
That's DC.
Hello.
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 Speaking to?
My name is Mary. I'm calling from Fortville, Maryland, and I was calling because I've had the pleasure to listen to Mr. Harold Little. In fact, he is dynamic, and I say that because I've seen him do his thing.
Thank you.
I was blessed and pleased for him to have selected my daughter to be his person to participate in the video, which I really love.
Hey, Miss Mary, how you doing?
I was so excited.
Miss Mary.
And I just wanted to say that you are what we have been waiting for, Harold. You know, since the passing of Chuck Brown, we have not had any real music. Your music is real. It's the heartbeat of this area.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I love it. I've been making everybody turned on to it. And again, thank you for allowing my daughter to be the
thank you so much.
In your video. You know, and I love you. I thank you for letting my daughter be in your video. I think it was a great project. Keep on keeping on, brother.
Thank you so
All
much,
right.
Ms. Mary. Thank you so much. Yeah.
All right.
Ain't that wonderful?
Thank you. Yes, thank you for calling in. Is anyone else want to call and speak before I go on? Go ahead and speak.
Hello?
Hello? Okay, we're done with everybody calling in. All right, let's continue. Let's talk about the new single with the other vocal singer, Patrice McCullough. And let's mention about the music video, Feel Like Making Love. What made you choose to do the music video about breast cancer awareness? And Patrice McCullough, you could call and say some as well, too.
The idea was that song, I play that song live a lot that I got from one of my mentors, and they used to do it way back in the 80s. It's a classic song, cover song, but we put our own little thing on it, our little go-go feel on on that song. But when it came to the video, I always try to have a message in the music and have a message in the videos, the purpose for the party. And I wanted to showcase some significant cause. I didn't necessarily have the idea, but my videographer, Ken Rucker, had me go and look for a model to be in the video. The standard type of models, you know, clothes off and doing this and all that. But I know my mother would have kicked my butt if I did that. So I wanted to really tell a story, a significant story. And I remember my friend Patrice was going through a situation, and she shared it on Facebook, and I just couldn't look at it. I mean, I felt, you know, it's like it was hard for me to take. But I reached out to my good friend Reggie Matthews, who that's her BFF, and I was like, man, Reggie, ask Patrice if she would do this music video, right? She's beautiful, but she went through such an ordeal, and I just thought it would be fitting for her to be featured in this music video. And I'll let Patrice tell her story about the video and her journey.
All right. Patrice? Go right ahead, yes. Patrice.
Thank you. I just wanted to tell Harold, well, thank him publicly for selecting me, and I'm just honored, truly honored, and to have this segue to bring forth breast cancer awareness, because as we all know, typically Breast Cancer Month is October, but breast cancer is 365 days a year. It does not rest.
Yeah.
So we need to advocate more. We need to get it out there. And the scariest part is when I was diagnosed in June 2018 with triple negative breast cancer, I never heard of it, didn't know it existed, and that concerned me. And I said, if I don't know, how many other women out here don't know about this? And it is the most aggressive form of breast cancer, and it was a horrific experience. Chemotherapy was just awful. And I said, I have to let these women know what's going on. I have to let them know that they have to have these annual mammograms, and I can't tell them enough how critical your mammograms are and self-breast examinations. And we cannot get so busy with life that we neglect ourselves, and never be afraid of knowing to give yourself a fighting chance.
Yes, yes, and thank you for that information. Wow, yes. And I hope our fans and our audience understands and hear the message in the music and in the video. And thank you, Patrice. Thank you so much.
Patrice did a great job. She was on Facebook sharing all of the information. I just couldn't watch it for long because it was scary. I mean, you know, she, you know, lost her hair, and man, it was a lot of visuals that I was like, wow, is this cancer? Is this what it's all about?
It took a lot of guts to share that because, you know, I had to step back and say, well, do I really want the public to see me this way? I look like the walking dead, and that's not over-exaggerating at all. I was a totally different person. I looked in the mirror. I didn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I've just gotten comfortable enough to talk about it. I get choked up, you know, every time I talk about it because it's so serious. And I just want these ladies to know that you have people who love you, who need you around. So just please take this seriously.
See, that's the reality. That's the reality of it all. Yeah.
To just have her willingness to tell the story to help me and help the public, right?
Yeah.
Educate everyone. And I can tie the party music to a message, like I always try to do. I always try to have a message, whatever I'm doing. And she was the perfect one, and just a wonderful person, beautiful inside and outside, you know.
Thank you, and funny too,
you know.
Yeah. Well, God must have really laid a finger on you, Harold, to pick her. It was just the perfect time. God works in many ways, you know.
Yes,
that's no
indeed.
Accident how it all came together. Beautifully
no accident.
Came together.
God got the plan all the time.
He had the plan. Exactly.
And
exactly.
Every interview I do regarding this song, I'm going to ask Patrice to be a part of it. So, yeah, there you go.
Well, I believe this track song will be played so many times. I can't recall when breast cancer awareness month. I can't remember what month that is, but
October.
Yeah. But you know, every month throughout the year is awareness. Anyways, you got to remind women to go get their mammogram, get checked, and everything. And the reality, they need to see the reality of it. What may happen
to
them when they get diagnosed. Yeah, the reality of it all. Just like the coronavirus. Look how many people passed away. That's the reality of it. You got to wake up. So you can't say it can't happen to you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's the reality.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to be aware of it. Wake up, you know? Take it seriously. But as we move on into the show, Harold Little, give your website information or your social media information where our audience and fans can follow up with you. And you too, Patrice.
Yes,
Patrice,
you go
first.
Okay. Fine. Ladies first. Okay.
Yeah, ladies first.
So it's really simple. I just use one platform, and that's Facebook, because I can keep track of everything. And my pictures are posted there, just showing, you know, the effects of chemotherapy. And this is Patrice, P-A-T-R-I-C-E, and that's Patrice McCullough, M-C-C-U-L-L-O-U-G-H. And you just do it in the search box on Facebook, and I'm the one that's in Fairfax, Virginia, and I have a red dress on.
All right.
Yeah, so mine is Facebook. I'm really all over the place. So my website is haroldlittle.com. That's haroldlittle.com. And you can reach all of my social media platforms right there on my website, because I have like icons up there. But anyway, on Facebook, I'm Harold Little. On Instagram, I'm Jazz Funk R&B. Twitter, I'm H Little. But I'm going to tie everything into just Harold Little as soon as I can get to it. But you can go to haroldlittle.com and click on the icons for YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and IG and all that, right? It's right on my website at haroldlittle.com. You can reach me at all my social media platforms. Mm-hmm.
How about the video?
Right.
How can they get to the video?
Oh, the video is on YouTube. In fact, I have four or five, maybe six videos up there.
Yes, you do.
At YouTube, it's Harold Little, H Little at YouTube. But you can just go to the search engine and type in Harold Little, and that'll give you all of my videos. Or just go to my website. Just go to my website and check the video tab, and all my videos right there. And I'll link you out to YouTube. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Patrice. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you both for that information. We have another caller, same area code 202, that just clicked in. State your name and go ahead and speak, please.
I think that might be me, Herb White.
White, super producer, super engineer.
Hey,
that's
hello,
my
hello.
Man. That's my man.
Did you have
I'm calling in to congratulate you guys, both you guys, for just the great job you did on the music, the video shoot, and just give Harold some encouragement, because I've been with this brother for a long time, and I've been watching his grind, and he grinds. And so I just want to give him a little encouragement there.
All right.
Well, I want to share the love. Big Herb White, Brendan Walt, Moss, he is the reason why I'm able to get this music out, right? So I'm standing on the shoulders of a lot of people, but Herb is so beautiful, like a person-wise, right? And he has a studio in his house, in his basement. And that's where we record all this music, right? And he's an engineer for like 40 years. And, it's like a community studio where you can go and record your music, right? And don't have to pay a whole bunch of money, right? He's not asking for that. And he's the guy behind all of my music. All right, now. Comes through Herb White, and I lean on him. Only Herb White know how many times I got my butt kicked in the studio. he'll say, man, don't worry about it. Come back tomorrow.
he'll say, man,
don't even worry about it, man. Don't even pay for the day, man. Just come back tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Listen, I'm serious, man. He knows. He knows, man.
Yeah,
he has a record label called Unique Sound, and it's a bunch of us on there, about 10 of us on that record label, and everybody's real cool. Everybody's, and he does the same thing, not only for me, but he does it for everybody, man. Just a beautiful guy, Herb. I love you, man.
All right,
man. More music coming down there, baby.
Mutual, my brother.
Yeah, man. All beautiful right. guy.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Definitely.
Hope to hear from you again.
I appreciate the info. Yes, we're going to set some more stuff up. So keep up the good work on your end, too.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm trying to stay afloat here.
I know.
All right.
It's all good. That's all we can do. We all we got. That's how my boy Black India would always say. We are all we have.
We got. And thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right, we have, I'm going to take one more caller. Area code 240, state your name, please. 240, area code, state your name and speak. All right, then. Okay, we're going to go on and continue with our show. So, Harold Little.
Yep.
So do you have any upcoming new future projects that's coming up that you would like to let us know in on?
Yes, Brenda Moss. I always got music coming up. I always have. It lives in my head for some reason. God just gave me that gift. As I was mentioning earlier, I wrote a song called Corona Blues, and I put it out there. I put it out there on social media. It's just a blues, but I had like a little rant about Corona and all that. Y'all can check that out on one of my social media things on Facebook and Instagram. But I always have music in my head. I mean, it's always, until I can get it out, it stays in my head. So I have several singles coming out after this one, right? So we're going to do this one for the whole spring, and then we're going to do another one called Mr. Clean in the summer, and that's incredible. That one right there is heavy in jazz, but it still has that go-go bounce, that pocket jazz, right? And it's featuring one of DC's legends, Go-Go Mickey, bass. Chris Bynum on drums, Go-Go Mickey on congas, and I got Vince Evans, the wonderful Vince Evans on keyboards, myself, and it's in the pocket. It's straight up in the pocket. I just can't wait to release it. I mean, I'm so anxious about my music, right? And I got like 6 or 7 songs in the queue, and I'll be releasing those throughout the year. You know, I just wish that I can do some Christmas music. You know, sometimes I can only record during the Christmas break. So maybe I can do some Christmas music for the next year. But, yeah, you know, that's what's
All
in the
right.
kit.
All right.
Always
Thank
have
you for
music
that.
In my head. I have nothing to do with it. God puts it in my head. I have nothing to
yeah,
do with it.
Yeah, your brain has been wired differently than the norm, okay? So that's a blessing.
Yeah.
You have a different wired brain there. So I love it. I love it. So will there be any upcoming future events you're going to be doing, any performance later this year after this pandemic is over? Are you making plans?
Yes, the corona pandemic canceled a lot of folks' shows. A lot of musicians not working right now. And, you know, the barbers and beauticians and folks who depend on traffic that's not working. I had a lot of my gigs canceled, but one gig in particular got rescheduled for November. We're going to be playing at Montpelier Arts Center in November. But that's not guaranteed because we don't know what the future holds, you dig?
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
I'm working on my fall gigs and I'm working on my next year gigs. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. So everybody's gigs in D.C. in the metropolitan area got canceled. So all of us, I mean, no large gatherings, nothing. All the go-go bands, all the R&B guys, jazz guys are not working. So,
right.
And me included. But I always
yeah.
have studio opportunities, right? I always,
right.
I can always call Big Herb White, yo, man, I want to come down in the studio. As long as we stay six feet apart, man, we should be good.
right. All right. Well, thank you for that information. So, Mr. Little, what is your motivation that keeps you doing your music? What's that ticker up there?
My motivation comes from love, right? I love the arts, right, in general, but I love music in particular. God has given me a gift, and I feel like this is a lifelong thing. I mean, I'm never going to stop until I can't stop, right? It's something that God gave me to put out music. I love music so much. I love the arts in general, right? I went to Duke Ellington and all that, and we had music, dance, theater, and visual arts and all that, and I used to hang around those, but really it's music for me. I'm motivated by just the opportunity to share God's gift. God put something in me. I had nothing to do with it, and I just like to share it. I'm motivated by that. Just the simple thing about sharing my music. God sent it to me. I sent it out to the public.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Thank you for that information. Wow. So what is the ultimate desire which you wish all your fans to get out of this new single and your new upcoming music?
Well, I wish that everyone would pay close attention to what Miss Patrice McCullough had to say about the music, right? So this is a cover song. Of course, I put my own thing on it. I arranged it differently, but I want them to get the message of breast cancer out of this particular single, and be more aware, be knowledgeable about it, take care of themselves and all of that. So that's what I want the public to get out of this. And also, I want you to tap your foot, snap your fingers, and get on down.
All right now. Y'all hear that? I hear you. All right. Thank you for that information.
Get up and dance, you know.
It won't be long before a stepper dance be stepping off of this track.
Yeah, it's got that tempo,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. So we're almost coming to the end of our showcase. You are more than welcome to give a shout-out to all the persons that have given you the opportunity and the support you needed in your music career. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, let's start out with the creator of all things.
Right.
Right? God Almighty.
Amen.
My family and friends, Big Herb White came in my life like 15, 20 years ago, I think. Big Wheels, Brad Bearwald, those are the engineers of all my music and all that. The band members, Gary Gillespie, pianist, Vince Evans, pianist, Yusef Chisholm, Hollywood, Avon Lucas on bass, Tony Cawthorn, guitar. Redfoot, my man Redfoot, bring that go-go beat to you, man. You can't do nothing but dance when he playing. Mark Stewart, drums, Vinton Jones, Matt Miller, percussions and all that. Ken Rucker is my man that does all of the videos, right?
Oh.
He's my videographer. Yeah, man, he's real cool, man. People, I hate to do these because I always leave people out, but supporters, let's see. Robin Jones, she has a show. I can't remember the name of it. Reginald Matthews, Reggie Matthews, my main man from Duke Ellington School of the Arts. He's so supportive. Jazzy Lady, she show up at all the shows. James Funk radio personality, and he also had this band called Proper Utensils. Yeah. Proper Utensils.
Wow.
James
okay.
Funk. Yeah. Arthur McLeod, Maniac McLeod. Yeah. DJ Olivia Fox. DJ Jealousy. Let me tell you this story about DJ Jealousy. He's on a hip-hop radio station down here in D.C., right? But somehow he's able to mix in my pocket jazz music within his platform. So the only
wow.
thing is playing on the hip-hop. But
wow.
he's the one that's doing that. My good friend Gwen Redding, who does the jazz evening, no, the lunchtime, the midday jazz station down at Clark University, CLK. Yeah, man. Tony Brown, my photographer. Mike Anderson, my photographer. Mike Easton, Pat, and Rod Little, no relation, just the same plantation.
Okay.
My girl, Silver Logan Sharp, she is my my artistic advisor. She was like the lead singer for Chic, and we went to school together. Yeah, and I'm leaving out a whole lot of folks. Patrice and Miss Mary, yeah. And
woo-hoo.
And you, Brenda Moss.
Yeah,
Lady
yeah.
Diva. Look here,
hey,
y'all.
Hey.
Listen, man. Us indie artists, right, man, we don't have the big budgets and things like that, but folks like Brenda Moss have these platforms for us to be on and interview and all that. Without Brenda Moss, we couldn't do anything. So I believe that you all should be donating something, right? Cash App, PayPal or something, because she is doing this. It's a volunteer kind of thing, but we all should be donating something towards her platform, because without her platform, you couldn't hear my story. You couldn't hear Patrice's story, man. You couldn't hear a lot of these cats, man. She interviewed a lot of folks. She just interviewed my man from Philly, trombone. What's his name?
Yeah, Jeff Bradshaw.
Jeff Bradshaw, man. She just interviewed him, man. And that's a big name in the jazz thing. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, man, we need to support Brenda Moss and other radio personalities, right? Man, we need
yes.
to just support them, man. So, yes, Brenda Moss, hats off to you. Big shout out
Thank
to you, you,
you
know.
All
yeah.
right. And let's give an applause to all the persons that have supported you in your journey and that they keep doing it. We need you. We need you to stay in there. How about that?
Yeah.
And so we're coming to an end of our showcase with Harold Little and Patrice McCullough. Any other information you'd like to give at this time before we sign out?
Patrice?
Yes. I mean, I don't know who just tuned in or they may came in late. I just wanted to just let you all know, just to stress the importance of doing your annual mammograms and how grateful I am that God brought me out to the other side. I'm stronger. I'm just a new normal now. And that's about it. I care about you all. This is why I put it out there on Facebook. I put the horrific pictures out because I care. I want you to live. This is something that we can win by early
yes.
detection. That's it.
Yes. Yes. And thank you. Thank you for that information. Harold Little, you have any words of encouragement you like to give at this time?
Yes. Everybody should know this, but I'm just going to say it. God is in control of everything. Right, the creator. You call him whatever you want to call him, but it's outside of us. It's bigger than us, right? Lean on God. Lean on God for everything, the creator for everything. God's got the plan, right? We are not in control of anything. Sit back and take a ride on the wings. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
That's my encouragement right there. It's all God's plan. I don't know how God sent Brenda Moss a message to call her a little. I had nothing to do with it, you did?
Yeah, it was,
you know,
it's not no accident. It's not an accident.
I had nothing to do with it. That's God. That's God. So that's my encouragement. Believe in God, man. Lean on God.
Amen.
And that's it.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I will be spinning Stronger Than Pride. Why do you push this track so much, Harold?
Well, I want to promote Go-Go, which is DC's original music, right? I do jazz, funk, and R&B from a go-go perspective. They call it pocket jazz and all that. And this song exemplifies pocket jazz, right? It's an R&B song, but we put that go-go feel on it. So that whole piece there, I'm trying to represent the go-go. I always put go-go in all of my music. Whatever I do is coming from a go-go perspective, and so that's what that song represents. And it represents love. You know, I'm all about love, right?
Yes.
I still really, really love you no matter what we go through. You dig?
Right, right. And thank you for that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say thank you to be able to take out your time of the day to come back on my show. And you know you are always welcome to come back some fresh new music projects. And Patrice McCullough, thank you for your message, your breast cancer awareness, and your journey.
Thank you.
And
thank
you. I will keep following you and keep up the good work for others. Education is the key, and prevention is the key. And I want to say to y'all, y'all have a blessed day, and keep following me. And thanks to all the persons that are listening, and thank you all for your support and keeping me afloat. I appreciate it. This is Lady Diva signing out. Everybody have a good night. This is Stronger Than Pride.
Peace.
stronger.